I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, the other night, Tuesday night, President Trump had a couple of really big moments. The big moment when he had fun with the women in white, and then the moment when Trump said something that probably no president has said about the issue of abortion and about the word execute when it came to the Virginia governor and Governor Cuomo. Now, before I play that, because President Trump is speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast today, what a week to follow up on this. And this is hot right now. This is going to be something that Democrats are going to die on this hill. That's exactly what's going to happen. They have to, the National Democrats. They have to edge toward infanticide even while screaming they're not. And when he speaks before this National Prayer Breakfast, here's the backdrop of it today. Andrew Cuomo has an editorial in the New York Times in which he not only says he's a Catholic in good standing, whatever the cardinal says, he'll make up his own mind, and he's a former altar boy. I wonder how many former altar boys we have out there. If you are, I'll be asking for you in a moment, 855-839-1210. I'm an altar boy, former altar boy, king of peace. Et conspiri 220 is the response, some basic Latin that I remember, but Cuomo citing his street cred among Catholics that he is a former altar boy on top of everything else. So who do you think you're fooling around with here, Cardinal Dolan? Now, when the president speaks today at this National Prayer Breakfast, which is a huge deal, remember when we've seen stars created here, Dr. Ben Carson calling out President Obama. We knew about Dr. Carson, but not in quite that way. So there's a Pew poll up today. The Washington Post has a headline that says, when President Trump speaks today, he's going to scare evangelicals again. Is he scaring them, or is he reaffirming, if you're an evangelical, that he gets it? That under President Obama, you were able to worship as long as you stayed inside the church. You couldn't do that, practice your religion in the public square. A.K.A. going after Little Sisters of the Poor. I mean, is there any group out there that you can, wow, Little Sisters of the Poor, taking them on, pummeling them? So this Pew poll, and here's what I wanted to ask, says, among religious group, 74% of white evangelicals say that Trump has a great deal or a fair amount of respect for people like them. And I think we see that play out. 54% of white mainline Protestants. That's pretty good, because those are the liberal groups that are fading away. Presbyterians, Lutherans, what have you, that kind of thing. And yet 54% of them say Trump has a great deal or a fair amount of respect for people like them. But only 44% of former altar boys, a.k.a. Catholics, say that Trump has a fair amount of respect for people like them. 34% of those with no religious affiliation could be agnostic, atheist, or just no affiliation. They say that. Only 18% of black Protestants say that Trump has a great deal or fair amount of respect for them. The one that tells me where the battleground is here are Catholics. Why would Catholics even be below white mainline Protestants? which I think is a more liberal group, by and large, than Catholics. 855-839-1210. Why would Catholics think that? What has Trump ever done that would be anti-Catholic? Or is it this is the type of thing that's going on with the Catholic Church, with our buddy Pope Francis and Cardinal Dolan and the priest scandal and everything else? What has Trump ever done that would indicate to Catholics he doesn't respect them? He doesn't have a great deal or a fair amount of respect for them. So here's President Trump the other night. This was unparalleled in the State of the Union, calling out Alder Boy Cuomo. You know, when he's not being governor, he's wearing the cassock, right? And calling out the moonbat governor of Virginia in infanticide. Here's what the president said.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth.
Execute, using that word. I like that. I think that's exactly what we were talking about in the State of the Union. So now the follow-up today. Now, the other side doesn't like this. You're not allowed to talk about this. They can go wild. They can claim in their street cred that they're former altar boys, call out the cardinal and others. Andrew Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, Dom, in this New York Times editorial today. That's what he says. He says, I went to religious schools. I'm an altar boy. It's kind of a how dare you call me out on this. I'll make my own decisions with my kids. I'll determine that, not you, Dolan and others. So President Trump seizing on this, and the other side doesn't like it. The headline in the Washington Post, he'll scare these evangelical Christians. Is he scaring them, or is he reaffirming that you have a right in this country to be a Karen Pence without being vilified? That you have a right to practice your faith like the master cake baker in Colorado without the mob being able to shut you down forever? That you have a right to practice your faith in the public circle? Now, the Washington Post says, well, these are people that want their faith elevated above others. That's why they're gathered here today. That's why at the National Prayer Breakfast they're awaiting President Trump and this rift he does, in which he says he's going to protect them. But what the heck is up with Catholics? What in the world is going on here? 74% of evangelicals say President Trump has a great deal or a fair amount of respect for people like them. Only 44% of Catholics say that. Wow. Is it any wonder that the Catholic faith is under such fire? You talk about divisiveness that goes on. How do 44% get that? That's worse than the mainline Protestant religions, which on the surface strike me as more liberal. Is it Pope Francis? Is it all these Catholic politicians that are playing this game big time and getting away with it? Is it the bishops driving this? What is it? I mean, which side respects life and is moving toward that? Trump. Which side doesn't and is even talking infanticide? Or last minute with Cuomo? Or celebrating it, lighting up the Empire State, the World Trade Center in pink to celebrate the new abortion law? The heck is wrong with Catholics? 855-839-1210. And what about Cuomo? As soon as I saw this in the New York Times, he's got the ultimate, or one of the ultimate Catholic street, other than if he went to the seminary and dropped out or something. I don't know. What else would be the street cred of saying, I'm Catholic, buddy. You're not going to tell me anything. I'm an altar boy. That's right, Cardinal Dolan. It's an altar boy telling you this. I see what went on in the rectory and the sacristy. You know it and I know it. you're not getting this past me. He goes on and on in the editorial about how he has to put aside his belief in order to rule for all citizens. He calls he calls people like Dolan anti-choice, not pro-life. How does this go on? Because they're letting it go on. But only 44% of Catholics believe that President Trump is in sync with them. 74% of evangelicals. Now, you would think the evangelicals would be the ones that would be more severe on the personal conduct of the president. You know, the three divorces, the stripper here and there. No, it's Catholics are the ones that are coming down on him. That, to me, is pretty shocking. So this is a whole world of attack and hurt for Democrats. They have stepped in it. They don't know it. They're living in a bubble in which they think the more the country hears about what Northam said and what they really want when it comes to infanticide and late-term abortion, it's pretty clear to me the country for a long period, a substantial period of time, has been in an over-under of 20 weeks. And over that, the country starts to reject it. You get to where Democrats have staked this out. The country thoroughly rejects it. Any sane person would. And the president now is about ready with both feet to jump into that spot and to move forward. And it's legitimate, plus it's good politics. Big time. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. You'll get in right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. What else could, I thought we'd explore it. What else could Cuomo have excited his kind of street cred that he's a Catholic? He went altar boy today. I think that's pretty big. But I think most Catholic males that I remember at King of Peace, unless you got kicked out, you know, drinking the wine in the sacristy, showing up late. Most were altar boys at one time or another, right? At least in that era that I remember, most Catholic boys, you know, you were an altar boy. That was part of it. Had some perks, but 7 a.m. Mass, or sometimes 6 a.m., I guess, came pretty early. Cuomo, I'm an altar boy. Just wanted you to know it, Cardinal Dolan. You're duking it out with an altar boy. Alrighty, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.